a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So something is new. It's exciting. I'm excited. I think you're going to be excited. She's out and she's thick.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Sorry, you wanted this. Hang on.
Okay. Now, you know that there's certain times of the month for me in which I get really, really angry. And those months coincide together, and it's called shepherd season.
What?
It's called shepherd season.
Yeah.
Because there's Hass, and then there's shepherds.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry, yeah, we're talking avocados. Gotcha.
Right? And shepherds are just, no, okay? It's all about the Hass. Shepherds, that you can't smoosh them. They're not great in form of avocados, right?
Can I just sort of for context, I'm not an avocado guy, so I don't really understand. You're sort of leading me through this, but I believe you, okay?
Yeah. So a Hass avocado is big. It's nice. You can mash it up into guacamole and stuff.
Yep.
Shepherds, you can't mash. You just got to have them as sliced.
What?
Yeah, exactly. And they are only out, they're about Feb to April, so that couple of months, it sucks. Because you can only get a shepherd avo,
right.
Then the Hasses come back in, right?
You do hate shepherd season.
But now there is a new variety of giant avocado.
What?
She weighs four times as much as supermarket fruit.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's taken Australia by storm.
It's like a rock melon size.
Mm. The oxidation rate means you can eat them for days once opened.
I could eat an avocado for days.
I could eat a peach for hours. They're called, now I'm going to say it in a Macedonian, but I don't know. So it's J-A-L-A. I'm going to call them Jala avocados.
Sure. Jala?
It could be Jala.
I would say
from
Jala.
They're from Queensland, so.
Yeah, no, definitely Jala.
Yeah, Jala. But
Jala.
I'm saying Jala.
Get in the car with Mercedes.
They're 1 point.
Your sister.
They're 1 to 1.2 Ks on average.
1.2 kilograms.
Yeah.
So it is. It's
on average,
it's
right?
And
experts
rock melon size.
Raving about her beautiful, creamy, buttery, nutty flavour.
This is why I don't like avocados.
Sure to be.
Creamy, buttery, and nutty, and it's too much.
I don't understand how
green.
You can't like an avocado.
It shouldn't be that texture and taste that way.
Okay, but you like guacamole?
Yeah. Not really. No.
You do.
No,
and
I don't.
If you get it, since when don't you like guacamole?
Because it's avocado made.
I've never not seen you.
When have you ever seen me? Name one time you've seen me eat guacamole.
I can't remember what
exactly.
You ate yesterday, so I don't.
Exactly.
I'm a bad witness.
You're a bad person.
But after 5 days of cutting them up, apparently they're still good. Whereas other avocados,
sure,
nah, you got to get in the first day.
It's impressive.
Second day, and then it's hard after
any,
that.
Any word as to where this miraculous avocado's come from? Is it a bit of GM? Is that what's going on, genetically modified? Are we pumping it up? Are we juicing the cardo? Are we juicing the cardo?
I don't know, but this farmer seems very excited about it.
Mm.
People are like, hang on, your Jala avocados seem like they're going to be flavourless and watery because they're big.
Right.
Right? And they're like, nah, nah, nah. You can get it. It's from a separate tree. So at the moment, it's all up north because try and grow an avocado down here, right? You got to make the plants like love each other and then put them away from it. It's a whole thing, right?
Okay.
So apparently it's a new plant and you'll be seeing them in 2025. So write it on your calendars. It's going to be a hot, thick summer.
God. This is what we've come to.
Yala.
It's going to be expensive, you know that. You're not going to be able to buy a house if you want this avocado. Think of the toast. Think how much toast you're going to go through with an avocado that size. What are you going to smash it with?
You just always have to just kick me right in the yala avocado, right?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hey, I was listening to a podcast yesterday after, of course, I catch up on our podcast. I then maybe go to some other podcasts, and this one's on Spotify. It is rated 5 stars,
ooh,
which is like so high considering. Now, a lot of the time you get, it's like an Uber rating, you get like a 4.9 or 4.8. This is rated 5 stars.
Mm.
And so you know that the content is spot on, really, really good. A guy was asking a question from on someone's behalf. And I kind of thought, this guy's struggling a little bit. And so I've got the audio here. We'll play it. It's quite quick.
Okay.
And then we'll have another listen and we'll discuss.
All right. When will memberships be available for next year? That one's from Neve Brooksby.
Okay. Does that ring a bell, a final bell, by any chance?
That's me doing the Cats podcast.
To the final bell, finals week two. Great podcast dropped yesterday.
Yeah.
They also film it, which I didn't realise as well. So it's on YouTube too.
So you'll do stuff on like camera.
Yeah.
For socials and stuff for them.
Loggy's made me dance in a circle with Brad Johnson.
True.
Inside the studio.
Yeah, you're getting better at it.
That's where are you going with this, Lauren?
Now, Tom, you are so good at names, grammar, all this type of stuff. I just want you to see if you think that maybe this is confusion or incorrect behaviour. Have a look.
When will memberships be available for next year? That one's from Neve Brooksby.
Neve. Now, I wonder if Neve is possibly maybe an Irish-sounding name.
Mm. How is it spelled? Do you remember?
I think I remember. By the way, when these questions come in, they are on a big screen and...
Oh, you get a big screen.
Screens. And they are all, like, often Instagram-type handles and things like that.
Right. Because like, you didn't have a problem with, like, the Sebs of the world and the, oh, here's one from Brandon, like, straight into it, yeah?
It might be, like... Tom Lewis 12148. That's the sort of thing. Yeah. I reckon it was like Neve or something like that.
Okay.
How would you pronounce it?
I don't know if it's Neve. I don't know.
Because I thought you might be trying to spell
Neve.
Neve.
No, it wasn't like N-I-A-H, you know, whatever. However Neve is spelled. It was Neve.
Okay, let's just have one more listen. One more listen.
Oh, hang on. Let's have a listen.
Be available for next year. That one's from Neve Brooksby.
Brooksby. If Neve Brooksby is listening.
Yeah.
52232955. How do we pronounce your name? Did he get it right?
Did you notice? Did you keep listening? And there happened to be another question that I plucked and then realised it was from the same person.
Oh.
And I just skipped the first name altogether.
Yes, well, I did see. Normally, it's like, here is a question. Here's a question from Seb who asked this. But this one, you look down, you're like, here's a question.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Thought I could bring an ITER to the table. If you're a Redditor, you'll know what that acronym means. A-I-T-A-M-I-V.
Yeah.
I mean... I just have a reflex action to answer that straight away, but sure, let's hear your case anyway.
All right, camera. Anyway, so went to, and I'm just going to flat out name businesses because essentially, am I the A?
Oh, I'm scared.
Or
don't.
Is this me just keeping the B's honest, not the?
Can we get a lawyer call in 52232955? Are Loggy and I culpable?
We're on the different side of a desk here. Okay, we're just interviewing this man.
This is all facts, right? So yesterday afternoon, had to pop to the shops in Lara.
All good people.
And went to Coles, pulled into Coles.
He's named them.
Yeah, I'm naming them. And I walked in and I had a list of stuff to get.
Yeah.
And so I made my way from the entrance through the store, as you do.
We're going to get the full rundown of every freaking aisle, aren't we?
Don't forget to use the word alleged a lot.
Allegedly,
you move from the front door to the back.
So I walked in, grabbed a bag, sanitised my hands.
Shut up. I got probably three quarters of the way through my shopping list.
Mm. Allegedly.
With a trolley, no less, right? So I would have had, you know, 10 plus items in my trolley.
Yeah.
And then I got to the rice section. And there was no rice.
At all?
I could have got a $10 bag of sunrice.
Yeah.
but I don't need $10. I don't need a sack of rice. I didn't come to the shops for a sack of rice.
You know,
it
came for
you know, rice lasts a while.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Have you? Would you? Would you put a big bale of bloody rice in the bottom of your? I know your sort of your pantry is bigger than the average, you know, yeah. two bedder apartment. If, but
he's got the bale of rice section.
Yeah.
If that was your only option,
he's got a rice paddy out the back. Let's not get bogged down in that and the way you staff that. So,
allegedly,
I needed just a bag of rice. Okay, I didn't need a sack of ten bucks worth of rice.
Yeah.
And so I looked at it, and then I looked down at my trolley. And I looked back at the rice and I went, do you know what? I should have just gone to Woolies. And so, and this is, none of this is paid presentation, but I was like, nah, I'm doing it. And so I walked with my trolley to the self-serve registers and I said to the lady that was at the front there as part of Coles, I took everything out of the bags because, you know, you're in the trolley, you're putting stuff in a bag. I emptied it into the trolley and I was like, you guys don't have rice, so I can't cook my dinner, so I'm not buying any of this stuff. I'm really sorry, but I'm going to just give you this and I'm going to leave. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And
made her put the items back.
I don't know if she was the exact one that did it, but then I walked, got in my car, drove across the road to Woolies and spent $75, got three apples. And a bag of rice, the size that I wanted. But no, so I had almost a full trolley and went. It was a little trolley. It was one of the mini trolleys, but it still I had a bunch of stuff, and I was like, "Nah, I'm not copping this."
Log, I think we should get support in this, not just you and I. 5223295 Is Tom the A? Because I have a very strong stance on this.
I think I'm just going to hold for the moment.
We could do one of these. Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll. They didn't have rice. Was I well within my rights to just hand them the trolley of stuff that I was going to purchase and say, I'm going to another retailer who will have everything I need?
And make that person return all the items that you'd picked off the shelf. I just want you to know, you've opened yourself up, appreciate you sharing, you're bringing content to the table.
Safe space.
Opened it up for a poll. Just be prepared for what's coming your way with some feedback.
I think you might be surprised, okay. Cameron Ling. I think people might be more on board with what I've done than you think.
5223295 Unleash on Tom.
The
Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. Is Tom the hole in this situation, or did he do the right thing? Let's go to Ed from St. Albans Park. Your thoughts?
Good morning, guys. I will concur with Tom. Some days you have that carb fix you need, and he has a house full of young ladies.
Yep.
And if he had gone home without the rice, he would have been castrated. So, no, good move, Tom.
Yep. So you would rather than finish that whole list and then go somewhere else for the rice, you reckon I did the right thing by going to the other place for everything? Well,
one-stop shopping for me. Yeah. If I can't get it there, I don't need it.
That's right, yeah.
I couldn't do it, Tommy. There you go. I couldn't do it.
There's no way I could do it. You could never. That. No 100%. Way. No. I am, flawed. But you know what? I'm impressed that instead of just letting it roll and walking away.
No, standards. You've got to have standards,
yeah,
mate.
You actually went and said, here's why I'm leaving a trolley full of stuff, but I could never do it.
You accept the behaviour you think you deserve.
Log, I reckon if you were to try and go to that other shop, you would go back and place every single item back in its original spot.
No, Log, you'd be out the back like, oh, you've got a pallet out the back, do you? I can stock the shelf for you. Do you need me to jump on? That's all right, we'll do that.
No, I wouldn't.
Got a little T-shirt and a name badge for me. Oh, yeah, I'll be Steve. That's
wouldn't
fine.
At all.
Donnie's in Belmont. Morning, Donnie. Did I do the right thing or was I being a bit of a turd?
Morning. How are you?
Good, mate. And yourself?
I think Lingy needs to press the softy or the loser button. And you've just wasted all your time doing your shopping.
Yeah.
And if it's me, I've got 5 kids and we might cook for 50 people at Christmas time.
Mm.
There's no way everything's at one supermarket. So get over it, take what you need and go and pull in at the next one.
Yeah.
Because the other thing is, when you arrive home without the rice, you're going to get kicked out of home anyway because you're a softie. Yeah.
Tell us what you really think, Donny. Took a turn and he's gone. Bless.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
Every Wednesday, two of the three will act out a scene from a movie, whilst the third team member will be the guessor and the audience, if you will. Now, it's the two of you's turn, Lingy and Loggy.
Yep. Loggy's just been giving me a pep talk.
Well, so I'm noticing I don't have high hopes for this because there's a lot of tension in this studio right now. You've been quite snippy with him.
I just feel like sometimes
the last thing you said to me before we came back on air was, "Just do it, you dumbass." There's a little pump up for me.
Pretty standard sort of off air and on air, really. But anyway,
sometimes it's like it's annoying. I was going to say herding cats, but I'm good at that. But with you two, it's like herding water.
Stop asking questions and start acting.
Herding weeds in an ocean.
You guys are going to act out a scene from a movie as best you can. I will need to take in that information, that performance. Use my memory to churn out the name of the movie. Yes. When you finish acting, you're going to say,
"And scene,"
and pull down the blind.
You do it to just irritate me now.
Are we ready to go?
Yeah, we're ready.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Here we go. Come on, Log.
I need the reason. Don't say money. Why do this?
Why not do it? Because yesterday, I walked out of the joint after losing 4 years of my life, and you're cold-decking Teen Beat cover boys. Because the house always wins. Play long enough, you never change the stakes, the house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house.
Been practicing that speech, haven't you?
A little bit. Did I rush it?
No.
Felt like I rushed it.
It was good. I liked it. Teen Beat thing was a bit harsh, but yeah.
And sing.
That was good. I really enjoyed that. Good job, guys. Quite surprised.
Yeah.
I don't have really any clue, but I feel like I could have a guess.
Go on.
Is it like The Longest Yard or something? No. Okay.
When you take the house, maybe think of like,
I don't know,
casino.
Casino. Is it casino?
No.
No. And maybe a heist that takes place.
Is it Ocean's something?
Yes.
Ocean's 8.5.
No.
Ocean's 13. Ocean's 12.
Be better.
Ocean's 11?
Yeah!
Oh, I thought there's no way they'd do Ocean's 11 because I'm sure we've done that before.
Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big and then you take the house.
Been practicing this speech, haven't you?
A little bit. Did I rush it? Felt like I rushed it.
No, it was good. I liked it.
Nice. Yeah, you channeled that really well.
Have we really done that
before? We have absolutely done
it. Okay, what I'll say to both of you, and I could say it off air, but I'll say it on air. Shut up.
Yeah,
no. No one remembers.
No, that's why I would never have guessed Ocean 11.
Shut up.
Okay.
Because there's only so many movies that we can do.
Hey. 12 minutes to go, mate, and we are done with her.
Yeah, and I'm excited. Okay. Get me out of this.
What is wrong with you?
Ridiculous, low professionalist action.
Keep going, mate. Go on.
Yep. You've got those words somewhere in there.
Dumbasses.
You've almost dug a hole all the way through the other side.
Thank God.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan, and I'm not sure if it's coming back next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at K-Rock 955 weekday mornings from 6.